ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Happy Thanksgiving, you dirty little rats. Welcome back to the Thanksgiving episode of the Be Cool Podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. It is my birthday today, Wednesday, the 27th of November. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. Everyone who sent the early messages, much appreciated. Hopefully I'll see you a little later today. Who knows what shenanigans happen. It should be a nice eve of Thanksgiving for some of you. Not a big party day for me, but today is a day for a little bit of Hennessy, a little bit of ecstasy. I got a naked chick next to me. Gobble, gobble. Get that turkey on. If you love a good turkey, some gravy, some stuffing not cooked inside the bird, some nice meat pies, apple pies, poontang pies, turn them sideways. Do whatever you got to do. Enjoy your life. Embrace it all. And be thankful for everything you have, everything that you have had, and everything that you will receive. You know, it's always nice to wake up refreshed, not sick. I feel a little tingle going on, though. Last night I had a little cough. Now, if you can hear it in my voice, it's getting a little deeper. It's running a little deep. And that's just the effects of this cold-ass weather. I try to fight it once in a while. Run around in the shorts outside, sleeveless shirts, and that could be the cause. But you know what helps with that pain? A little Robitussin. Rub some Tussin on it, it'll be all good. That's what they taught me back in the day. As a youngster growing up in the concrete jungles of South Burlington, Vermont, starting this one off, forget the birthday, forget the Thanksgiving. Buffalo Bills, another win, touchdown, Johnny Brown, Cole Beasley, Josh Allen. Buffalo Bills, another big win. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to watch. They're doing so good. They beat the Denver Broncos handedly, 26-3, I think it was. Moved on to 8-3 on the year. I think that's where we are. 8-3? But we have a big-time game tomorrow, 4:30 start on CBS versus the boys, the Cowboys. Plus, tonight, a little birthday sweetness for me, Boston playing Brooklyn. You know who's not playing in that game? Kyrie Irving, that little rat. He's hiding. He's ducking us. We're not going to see him in the playoffs. There's the only way they're making the playoffs if he's not even playing on the team. You know what I'm saying? This team's playing better without him than with him. How about that? Sound familiar? Brooklyn? Brooklyn. Another good thing, though, Kemba's back. Had a horrible run into Semi, the bricklayer Ojale. Had a dream last night that somehow all those trash bags were off the team and only the players I wanted were there. So, I mean, maybe that'll come to fruition. Not really sure about that. I had some interesting dreams. I have forgotten them subsequently. After my nice warm shower, and I do have a little black magic ready to go. I'll give you a little slurp for you. That's hot to trot. Gotta be happy Kemba's back. I thought it was a bad injury. He had to get carted off, wheeled off on a stretcher. He had a concussion protocol. Came then neck strains. He didn't play the last game. Celtics had a nice win Monday night. Wait, was it Monday night? Yeah, Monday night. And so they play tonight. Nice little 7 o'clock, Brooklyn, ESPN. Nice little gift. I probably won't be able to see much of the game at that time because, you know, I'll probably be out and about. Be careful. Listen, people. Be careful on the Black Friday. If you're going out on the Black Fridays, I don't even know why they call it Black Friday. To me, that seems, you know, racist, and someone's got to fix that. Coles, how about you do something better than that? Come on, start the movement. Just be careful out there. Don't go crazy. It's just gifts, you know? And if you need something that bad, just order it online. You don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Take it easy, folks. Let's not get too crazy this holiday season, huh? People don't need to die out here when people are trying to spread joy, you know? Let's do the best we can, you know, to survive. Sometimes you can't. There's some loose cannons out there that, pardon the pun, that just can't handle the heat or the cold, as in my case. But I ain't going around popping no pills out for people, you know what I'm saying? I'll fight this with celery and carrots and some hot wings. So fuck you. Where are we going here? So, yeah, like I said, Black Friday, let's relax on that. In the meantime, celebrate with some eggnog, a little whiskey. If you don't like that eggnog, just drink the whiskey. Nice big Cuba Ice. Don't just a stir. Don't shake that up. You don't want to break up the ice. It makes it melt quicker. Then you get a watery whiskey. I'm ready for the holidays. I'm a big holiday fan. Let the Christmas songs start. I don't know why people hate music. Just let it play. I could listen to Rudolph all year round. Doesn't bother me. I wanted to get this episode in. I might come back with a Friday one. Because this is just a thanks. This is my little thanks to you. I'll give you a little 15-minute hitter. But I want to say thanks to the Be Cool podcast community. Everyone who listens. Everyone who comes back every week. Everyone who responds, shares, and promotes. And definitely a big shout out. The trains are going by right now. Big shout out to Gorilla's Garage, the sponsor, the lone sponsor. Still waiting for something else in the books. With some other sponsorships, we haven't gotten any details from what that LLC is, but we'll be discussing that in a later episode. But this is and Gorilla's Garage. Thanks, yo. We got to get that. We'll get that this week. That interview in probably on the weekend, maybe if we can get into the garage, get a nice little couple plastic cups going, pour a little that Henny VSOP. You heard me. I'll bring the wacky tobacco. And we'll be all good. Stay off those pens, boys. That E, that vitamin E shit that they're filling in with that fake cannabis oil. That'll get you. So, you know, stay off of that. But again, this is a thanks, an appreciation, because I had to do it. I was going to just a quick little 1 minute podcast just to say thanks and I'll do the full episode Friday. But you know how once I start going, I can't stop now. And I want to talk about, obviously, how, you know, it's my birthday today. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. But we have, you know, the Celtics, they're playing great. The Bills won. Things are looking real good out here. Real good for my entertainment value. So big thanks to everyone who is a loyal listener. The new listeners, thanks for joining and chiming in. Letting me be a part of your day. It really is a blessing. This venture that I'm on, adventure, is one that's truly been a joy and a one-of-a-kind of experience. Because sitting in front of a microphone, talking to yourself, with no playbook, no rhyme or reason, and just hitting you hard with what I think pops. Well, not what I think pops in my, well, what pops in my brain, and finding a way to twist it into a nice entertainment value for you. And I hope you laugh, you cry, and you appreciate the good words, the good vibes, and the love and the laughter we spread throughout the Be Cool podcast. But sometimes you got to be real, and real can hurt some people. But unfortunately, that's how we grow. That's how we grow as human beings. We have to learn, yet you fall down to get up. Because it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up. That's what they used to say, right? Or they still say it. They probably do. Some fucking coach who's a pedophile is probably telling that to a kid somewhere. Unfortunately, folks, it happens. Nothing I can do about that. If I could, I'd string them all up. I'd put them on the telephone wire so they all could see them and let the birds pick away. That's not capital punishment. That's just... you know, refurbishing nature, you know, let those birds get what they got. You know, there could be some kind of sicknesses that, you know, get drawn from that kind of display. But I mean, we do have healthcare in this country. And, you know, that's a topic for a different day. As you see, those Democrats and Republicans are really getting into it now. You know, it's almost primary season for these Democrats, so there's going to be a lot of shit spewed here and there. Doesn't all stick to the window, though, folks. So stay far away from that. But we don't want to get on a tangent. We want to stick to the script here. This is one of the best things that we all can appreciate is coming together, just like Thanksgiving, coming together, putting our differences aside for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, until you got to get home, watch those football games. And just know that people love you, you love people, and you're not all going to have the same outlook on everything. You just can't. It's impossible. And if you do, you're part of a tribe. And if you're in the tribe, you got to get out of the tribe. Because tribe mentality is what's caused many, many downfalls in mankind. And, you know, if we had some more women out here running shit, it could be a lot better for us. Could be a lot better. You know, they're not always thinking with a pecker, but they're thinking about a pecker. So let's just get that straight. Don't get it twisted. Trying to fight this cold. I'm going to have a little Hennessy here in a minute after this dark roast is over with. I would like to hear from you at Twitter, Reese45MC, at Instagram, Reese45MC. You got to send me some information, folks. If you're out there listening, if you don't have Twitter, get on it. Jump on it. Talk to the people. Let them know. Get the community popping. Spread the vibes. Spread what you're doing. What are you doing? What have you done in your life changing? How are you evolving? How are you being successful? What are your interests? What are your hobbies? You know, let us know. That's what we're here for. You know, I've talked to a number of people this morning. Birthday wishes, congratulations, you survived. You know, I never thought I'd make it to 40 years old, but here we are, folks. Here we are. And Friday is going to be a good podcast. I got a lot of good things cooking up. We're going to have some of that music I was talking about. I got some more hitters for you on the Netflix. Oh, this cough is going to fuck with me, man. Hopefully Friday I'm not in a coma. But I'll get over this. The coffee doesn't help, but that's what it is. So like I said, 15 minutes or less. I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you giving back to me. And that's what this Be Cool podcast will continually be about. It's about spreading knowledge, laughter, and love, and promoting that which needs to be promoted. We're not promoting the evils. You know, we're not doing that Jay-Z song. We're talking about Big Pimpin', baby. Spending cheese, laughing it up, Jigga Man, that's what's up. I like to say big shout out to Rymo, the big chef at Silver Palace on Williston Road, right next to Higher Ground. Brought me a beautiful dish the other night. I don't know what the fuck it was. It had some barbecued pork in it, some veggies. Scrambled egg, very thin noodle. But what a dish that was. It was at elite. It was an elite dish. Good for an American. Though I know the Chinese flavors, and if I could be in Chengdu again eating Sichuan, I would definitely be happy to do that at any point. So if you want to send me across the seas anytime, I'm willing to do it. Teacher or no teacher, there's ball to be played. And there's dishes to be eaten. So, eating. What? Aiken? Who the fuck is Aiken out here? I'm Aiken. Troy Aikman. Joe Buck. I hope I get to see some of y'all tonight. If I don't, throughout the week, much love. I'll talk to you all Friday. Be thankful. Love each other. Be safe. Be wary. And most of all, be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap.
You ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. This episode has been brought to you by Gorillaz Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, facebook.com/Gorillaz Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, G-O-R-I-L-L-A-Z, Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs.